Start your day to Rabbi Leib Goldberg.
Good morning. In Parshas Kedoshim, we learn the pasuk "V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha." Yerushalmi says in the Dorim, "Amar Rabbi Akiva, zeh klal gadol b'Torah." We all know the story of Hillel. When the Ge asked him to teach the whole Torah, "Aragel achas," he said, "The aloch senei." That which you don't like people doing to you, don't do to anyone else. And the rest, you can learn from that. That's Gemara in Shabbos. The Rav Shimon Shkop explains in his Hakdama, there's a difference between the Aloch Senei Lechavroch Leisavid, don't do to others what you don't want done to you, and V'Hatzurich Kamecha. Because the words V'Hatzurich Kamecha implies, in the positive sense, what you should be doing. The Aloch Senei Lechavroch Leisavid is the negative side of it, what you shouldn't be doing. And he explains, it's impossible to expect a person to love someone mamish like themselves. In fact, there's a din, chayecha kodmin, if there's only enough water for one of you to survive, take it yourself. You don't give it away to someone else. So you see, the love for yourself overrides the love for other people. He says, that's why Hillel explained that V'Hatzurich Kamecha doesn't mean in the positive sense, it means in the negative sense. Whatever you don't want others to do to you, don't do to them, and that applies in full, 100%. There's no exception to that. Masha Inke, in the positive sense, you can't expect a person to be kamoicha mamish, and the Ramban explains on the Pasuk that really it's a physical impossibility to love someone as much as yourself. That's how we were created. We love ourselves most. And he says, that's why he says, V'haftor l'reacha, not V'haftor esreacha. Al kaponim, Rav Shimon explains the Hagdara, the definition of V'haftor kamecha, is more in the negative sense, that then it's kamecha mamish. And the same pshat that Torah Tumima says on the pasuk. Perhaps the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva during the Sfira days when they all died, perhaps their mistake of they weren't mechabed each other properly was because they understood V'Hatzurich Kamecha to be solely in the negative sense. But in the positive sense of being mechabed each other, they thought it doesn't apply at all, because maybe they understood that once the Geder is Daloch Senei Lechavroch Leisavid, maybe you don't need to do the positive sense at all. And that was their mistake, and maybe that's why Rabbi Akiva said, V'Hatzurich Kamecha Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah, to try and amend the mistake that Talmid made, perhaps. So I always used to think, it's not so difficult, this mitzvah, you know. Don't treat people too badly, nothing against anyone, not so hard. Till I saw Sefer HaChinuch, he says a very interesting thing in Mitzvah Reishen Gimel. He says, it's not just Begufoy, it's also B'mamoinoy, which means you should be as concerned about loss to other people's money as you are about loss to your own money. Ah, that makes it a bit more difficult. We're in a world of competition, and, I'm more worried about myself. You hear someone never had a loss, so do you feel as bad about it as you feel about your own? And the Chinuch says that's the mitzvah after Kamecha. It's not just because it's also about Mamayna. I found two mahalchim of how to approach after Kamecha. One is a Yerushalmi in the Dorim, Perik Tes Halacha Dalet. It's going on the Sikhon Belitzitah. And Yerushalmi says, Moshul, if a person was cutting some meat with a knife, and by mistake, he cut his finger. Does the other hand get angry? Hey, you cut my finger! And get annoyed with him and take revenge on him? Of course not. Why? Because it's all one body, it's all one person. Says the Yerushalmi, in a similar way, the whole of Klal Yisrael are like one, and therefore there's no reason and no way you can get upset, angry, take revenge, and all the bad midas which come from not keeping V'Hatzurich Kamecha, because we're all one. Whether it means one in the Shoma, or whatever it means exactly, that's one mahalach of V'Hatzurich Kamecha. There's another mahalach in Ovos Rav Nosson, Perek Tezayin. The words the Ovos Rav Nosson says is, Ma tam V'Hatzurich Kamecha, Ani Hashem. Why am I saying V'Hatzurich Kamecha? Because Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, Borosiv Lichvoidi. I created your chavah lichvoidi. Not just you, your chaver as well. Lefichach im oisem asetzen v'yishato oyevoy. So Chofetz Chaim explains in Shmuel Saloshon Shatzuna Perikei, Moshul, when a father hears his son has done something terrible, and somebody's going around schmutzing him, you know, telling everyone how bad he is, the father will get very upset. He'll say to him, why are you doing that? There's another method. Go up to my son, try and get him to change his ways. Don't just go around the public and bashmutzing people. That's not mahalach. In other words, we should behave to other people with respect because they are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And Hashem wants us to behave with everybody else, or other Yidden, with covered and respect, and treat them nicely, and not take nakama, etc., like we've explained, because they're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have two malachim. One malach is the whole Klai Yisrael is one, and one malach is that everyone's bonim lamokim, all the other Yidden are bonim lamokim, so we should treat them properly. So what I would like to discuss today is the tricky side of it. The Or HaChaim says on the Pasuk that there's an exception to V'ahavta Kamoicha. Mi she'eino shome Torah, somebody who doesn't keep the Torah, k'goin ha'mumrim v'ha'pikorsim, also le'avoyisam. You're not allowed to hate, to love them. Adarabatoch, lisnoyisam, you must hate them. Halei kasiv misanecho Hashem esna. The Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes that we should hate the people who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to me, that explains al derech zeh the psukim. It says lo sisno es achicha bilvavecha, hacheach techeach es amesecha, and b'ahavta rechak amoicha. So the order is that lo sisno es achicha bilvavecha. If you see someone doing something wrong, don't hate him. Do mitzvah of teichacha. He'll change his ways, and then you'll be able to be mekayim b'ahavta rechak amoicha. But that's only if he changes his ways. However, I'd like to explain how to approach this. The Gemara says in a number of places when Bezdin did Misas Bezdin, they had to do it in, if they had a choice of how to be Mekayim Misas Bezdin, had to do it in a pleasant, more pleasant way because of the Pasuk of Ahavta Rechak Kamoicha. For example, the Gemara in Ksubas says Minayin Lumumosim Besayav Shumin Atzava. Ksubas Lamed Zayin says, how do you know if someone is chayav misa of sayav that you chop his head off from the tzava and not other places? Even when you're killing someone, you have to do it in a nice way. And the same is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Memhei about skila. The height of the base of skila was a certain height, which would be the least unpleasant for the person who is chayav. You should choose a more pleasant death. So lechera here, we're talking about Rishoyim, who were warned not to do Avera Chamura. There are two Edim, and they went, Afal Pike, and they went and did it, and the Chaim Mises Bezin, and it's still a mitzvah after Chamoicha. So what happened to this vote of our Chaim and Chazal, who say, Misanei Hashem, Misanech Hashem Esma. So the Kasha is mentioned in Agos Maimnius and Hilchos Deis Perikvav, and there's a vote from the Beis Sha'arim. But lechera, the vote is, what I think is because the Gemara says in Makkos, Daf Chof Gimel, Kol Chai V'Krisa Shalaku Nifturi Dei Krisoso. A person who's Chai V'Koris and he gets Malkos, he's part of V'Koris, Shenema V'Nikla Chicha Lo Yinecho Kim Shenikla Hari Yuka Chicha. Once a person's been punished, then you have to look at him like a Chicha. Now it's true that people who get Mises Bezin are still buried in a different place, true. But besides for that, when it comes to the actual way you do Mitzvahs Bezin, to someone who you're doing Mitzvahs Bezin to, he's already on his Mahalach of Kapor B'Basachas, so you have to treat him better. And that's why there's still a Mitzvah after Rech Kamoicha once he's turning over, but once he's being punished. And he's supposed to say Vidui. That's what the Hagos Maimonides says. Kol Amunsim Misvadim, and therefore maybe he's a tzaddik now because he's done Vidui. Even though you still give him Mises Bezin, but Al Koponim, you have to treat him with Rahav Terech Kamech. There's a story I heard recently during October the 7th. There were two Yidden who were very right from Yiddishkeit. One was a bit more right than the other. One was very left, and one was slightly frummer. And when the Arabs raided through the carnival, so they hid in a trench. And they heard what was going on, and the slightly frum one said to the lefty, He said, say Shema Yisrael. Got no chance here. So the guy said to him, no, I don't say Shema Yisrael. It's never brought up like that. We don't believe in it. I'm not doing it now. Fine. And the Arabs came closer, and it was, they saw him coming towards them. So he turned around again to him. He said, say Shema Yisrael. So he said again, no, don't believe in it. And then they started shooting at them. And this person was shot in the shoulder. And he screamed out, Shema Yisrael. And that's really, with all Yidden, inside there's always, as we know, there's a pintle of Yid, and once it comes to a matter of Einish, to become tzaddikim. But I want to explain that nowadays, even someone who's not punished, and even someone who's a Rosh HaGomor, you still have to be Mekayim, or have to Eich Domecha, and not apply this into Sanecha Hashem Esau, and I explain four reasons. Number one. There's a Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin, which says, Mutar le'hizkaris b'rishoyim b'olam hazeh. You should start up with the Rishoyim on olam hazeh, shenema oizve Hashem yehalu rosha, those who forsake the Torah, oizve Torah yehalu rosha, they praise the rosha, v'shoymei Torah yizkaru b'am, but people who keep the Torah, they start up with the Rishoyim. So the Gemara asks various kashas. I'm not going to say the whole sugya, asks tiras, and the Gemara says a number of tirutzim. One teretz is halva midah de shemaya, depends what you're starting up with him. Is it talking about things to do with shemayim or mitzvahs, or to do with your personal things? Then the Gemara says once b'shosh rosh hashashah masacheket, so it depends whether you've got good mazel or not, whether you should start with him or not. And then the Gemara says halva tzadik gomor, halva tzadik sheina gomor. It depends on who you are. If you're a tzadik gomor, then you can start up with a rishayim. But if you yourself are not a tzadik gomor, you can't start up with a rishayim. There's a very interesting Nesivus HaMishra, Riach Melissa, who writes in his Savor to his children, and he says the following thing. It's quite an amazing thing. Ma ma'oid hizoru, how careful you must be, miladabe al odom shum davara, to speak bad about anyone. Af im oisa ma'asa zimri, even if they're big rishoyim. Why? Ki haloi nafshechem yoidas ma'oid, you know jolly well, ki gambochem yish dvoim roim, you also do things which shouldn't be doing. But all I am perhaps shokul yoisa rashebochem mea rasheboy. Maybe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs up the way that you don't do things right compared to the things that he did wrong, maybe you're worse off because you've got a different chinuch, you've got a bit better understanding, you understand properly that this is bad and you're still doing it. So maybe you're worse than the person who did a more terrible thing. So how can you have the cheek to speak against someone else? In other words, that's pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. He doesn't bring it, but that's pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. Halba tzadik gomor, halba tzadik sheina gomor. If you're a tzadik gomor, then it's correct. Misanecho Hashem esno, you should hate the Rishoyim, start up with them, complain. But if you know yourself that we're not perfect, we do lots of things wrong which we shouldn't, and who knows whether the way Hashem judges us for the things that we do wrong compared to the things that they do wrong with their chinuch, how do you know who's worse? So how can you have the chutzpah to say, oh, misana Hashem esna, what about yourself? So that's the first reason that you can't, it's very difficult to apply hating Rishoy.
No such thing as Sadiq.
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's relative. So if it's someone who, by mistake once, somehow inadvertently does an avera, he's a different position than someone who knows he does some things wrong. And that's why in earlier generations, they're in a much better place to be start up with Rishayim. And even there, the Gemara says, he's got to be tzadik. So it's relative. Next point. It's very important, Chazon Ish, in Yerideh Siman Beis Kommentar Zayin. He's discussing the din of Moridim Bulei Malin, that the Gemara says, Paskant, that Apikosim, you can cause their death. It's in a bur, you take away the ladder, etc. Various ways you're allowed to cause their death. Moridim Bulei Malin. And you definitely don't save their life. You definitely can't be Michal Shabbos to save their life. You definitely can't even the week go and save their life. You let them die or cause them to die. That's how you treat Rishoyim who are Apikosim. Says the Chazon Ish. Nira, the ain din moridim elo bizman shashkochosa yisboach guluyo. This whole din only applied when hashkochas Hashem was apparent At the time when they were used to seeing Nisim, Umashamash Baskol, and they heard Baskol. The Tzadiki Hadur Tachas Ashkocha Protis and Niris Lenkol. Everyone could see Tzadikim or treated, they are the Tzadikim were Chol Tachas Ashkocha Hashem. And those people who were Kofrim in such a time, it was some type of Yetzahara which we don't have today, of knowing clearly what's right and still going Badafka Faket. Then the Din of Moiridim put the balance straight. Avol bizman ha'helem, in the time when things are hidden, shenichroso emuna min dalas om, and people's emuna is shvach, ein b'maisei horodo gede hapirza elo hisofas hapirza. To start being violent or treating people physically bad doesn't help bring people closer to Hashem. It does the reverse. It has the reverse effect. It has the opposite effect of the mechuvan. The idea of moridim b'leimalin is a kind of l'man yishmu v'yiro. I once heard from Ramonti Miller, b'shem Reb Dessler. He said, imagine, he brought it, I was a moshav for something else, but he said, imagine that someone is walking in the street on Shabbos with his friend and he sees someone about to light a cigarette. So he goes up to him and he says, you're not allowed to light a cigarette on Shabbos. If you do, you chayv skila. He says, I know, don't care, and he goes and lights a cigarette. So, after Shabbos, the two people schlep him to Bezdin, and Bezdin to the Chakiras, Drishas, and they throw him down the cliff and give him skila. What would the Jewish Chronicle report? Right? So he said it wouldn't be a good effect of L'man Yishmu V'yiro, and that's why we don't do these type of things now, even if we'd have the Da'anim and Edim, etc., which we used to have. But we don't do these type of things, because the effect is the wrong effect. We're not in the environment that these things work. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, there's no Din or Edim V'leim Ali nowadays. So you've got to be very careful then, when you're handling Rishoyim, to do so in a way where you always think of what's the outcome I'm trying to achieve. What, where am I trying to lead to? If I just antagonize them and physically make scuffles with them or whatever, and what am I going to achieve with that? Am I going to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I going to make a L'man Yishmu V'yiro? So if you're not going to achieve that, there's no point. So you should be davening for them, like Baruria said to Remeya, the wife of Remeya, that Chatzoyim Belechotim, that you're supposed to daven Rosh, and Remeya taka daven for the Roshoyim, and they did Shuva, and the Gemara says by Noach, that the reason why it's called Mei Noach in Tanakh is because he should have daven for the Bnei Adar, even though they were terrible Roshoyim. But you should daven, they should do Shuva, and that's about our job.
I think nowadays, the only thing that when it has is most of them can have.
Sorry?
I think if you can get away with it with a moser, then you do have a clear.
Yeah, moser is a different story because there it's protection because of a roedif. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just because a person did something bad, not because he's about to do something bad, but because someone did something bad and therefore you have to hate him for what he did wrong, that's difficult to apply nowadays practically. Maybe believe you, obviously you have to keep away from these people and try not to be influenced, but to actually go physically against them. Is of little purpose.
Even the
Torah
says,
"Achayef
techiyah," doesn't say you can achieve anything.
Oh, so very good. So we're going to talk about that next.
Good.
There's another reason not to start with the Rishoyim. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, "Bnei hatoyim ha'elo bnei bneim she'edichu oisam avoisam ayin ketinik shenish b'meinim." Sometimes, says the Rambam, a person can be doing averus because he didn't know better. The way he was brought up, the environment he was in, he doesn't know better. And says the Rambam, he's a onus, l'fichach roi lachziron b'tshuva. Says the famous tshuva of the Binyan Tzion, that if a person touches your wine, which is not mevushal, and he, let's say, doesn't keep Shabbos, so the shaila of the wine becoming stam enom, he says, bizman azeh, when these people are so rochug, they've never had a proper from education. They are like anusim, they're like tinik shenishba, and azoi paskin achiezu, chaimweiz the paskins, they're dinner tinik shenishba, and azoi paskin the abia oime. And he says the loshen hachiloni hamotzui, the average chiloni in Eretz Yisrael, is not bichlal mechal shalzu hesi, even if he is, because they have such a terrible chinuch, and they've been brought up in the earlier days, perhaps there were people who were mazed against Yiddishkeit, but the way we're talking about their children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they just haven't got a clue, and those people are got a din of tzedek shenishba, and they've got a din of an oinus. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky adds on a point. In Emes Yaakov in Yerideh, when he talks about Hilchos Avedos to Mechal Shabbos, he says, Chiddush, he says, even if they've heard about Shabbos, they don't understand what Shabbos is. Even if they've learned a bit when they were younger, they don't understand the chashivas of that. And even if they see Shomei Shabbos, and even if they've got relation to Shomei Shabbos, אבל בעיניהם הם חשובים כמבוהלים ומטורפים. They think they're מטורף. They think they're crazy people. They don't understand what it's really about. Those people are also בכלל תינק שנשבה. That's the next point. And the last point is the Chazanish, in a different place, Yodei Sembei, so it's Chofches, brings, very interesting, Bukhar, from Agos Maimoni, but he brings at the back of Sefer Chofetz Chaim, on Avos Chesed, there's something called Marganisa Tova. If you look it up, he said, the printer says there, the reason why he printed it there is because the Chofetz Chaim used to learn it twice every day. And he was very much mashed of this Marganisa Tova, which Chazanish says was written by someone called Mari Mullin, whoever that is. And he writes there a very interesting chiddush. And that from he says it from Maram Lublin. And I don't know where this tshuva is, I couldn't find it. But he brings B'Shem Maram Lublin. That this whole din of hating Rishoyim is obviously only once you've given them to Chacha, and they will not makabel it. And he says, because Ein Bodor Hazeh Mishyodeh Lohichiach, we are not able to give Techacha properly. It's a special kunst to know how to raise a person in a way that he's going to actually accept. Hoichiach is not an expression of rebuke, it's an expression of proving. Yeah, Hoichiach, Lohichiach. And for a person to accept Techacha, there's a chachma in knowing how to do it. Some people do it badly wrong, and some do it slightly wrong. But there's very few people who can actually succeed in giving Tachachach properly. It's unfortunately. So he says, since we're not in a position to give Tachachach properly, how can you say you've successfully tried to give Tachachach to these people and failed, and therefore they're a shame, and therefore you can hate them? Who says? Maybe if the right person in the right way, would, with the right approach, would give them Tachachach in the right way, maybe the Taka would do Teshuvah. And therefore, until that's happened, he brings from Agos Maimoni the mitzvah of hating Rishoyim only applies once you've given them Techocha and they're not Makabel. And since we don't have that today, therefore that's another reason not to actually go and hate Rishoyim at all. So Avadi have to feel sorry for them and daven for them and know that they're wrong and keep away from them and make sure we're not influenced by them. But to actually practically go and either fight them or make all sorts of demonstrations against them, there's very, very little purpose in that. And faket, usually what occurs is it causes the reverse effect, like the Chazanish explained. So we've explained today that the positive side of after Eichel Kamechel, there's two mahalchim. One is that Klal Yisrael are like one. One is because of Bonim Lamokim, so therefore you should treat everyone with respect. Mani Mavakish Lachem says that on the Yoshi, Oivim Zezeh, Machabdim Zezeh, Yureim Zemizeh, you should have respect for each other. Society will be a much better place. Aye, the Aruch Haim says, Sinas Horoshoim. So we've explained a number of points why it's very difficult to apply that. First of all, if Roshoim have been punished already, you can't look at them as Roshoim. Then I explained that the Mutali Iskarius Roshoim Boina Mazen and Siva says it depends who you are. You've got to be better than them in order to complain against them. And then we have the Chazanish who says that you have to look at the effect of what you're doing. Is it going to be effectful? And nowadays the din of my reading won't apply because it has the reverse effect. But you should have them for them, like Rameh did. And then another point is they have a din of tinik shenishba, that it's not always their fault. Sometimes they're brought up in such a way with tremendous hatred and complete distorted view of the Torah, and people who keep the Torah And that makes them a Tinnik Shanishma Allah. We brought from Rabbi Akiva Nevsky, even if they've heard from Yidden and they've seen from Yidden, but their whole attitude towards them is so distorted and so corrupt, what can you expect from them? And then the last point is that there's a mitzvah of Teichacha, and it's only after the mitzvah of Teichacha, which they're not makabel, then there's a din of sinners. So therefore, practically speaking, we should daven for them and try and be makarv them, and at the same time, keep away from them.
Yeah. No idea. Take it off.